It is based on the German welcoming of the first spring wines, but it's gotten to be much more than that. It's gotten to be our traditional street festival, including wine, but so many other things.
There's lots of beer and food available, too.
Beer and food, definitely, and arts, crafts. Entertainment for the kids, musical entertainment for everyone.
And there will be nearly 100 artisans and craftsmen this year. What will people see and what's new?
We have several new artists that are bringing more of the traditional art, paintings, finer jewelry, new styles of pictures, family trees, and so on. So it's not just crafts. There is definitely a trend towards the finer arts.
And there are activities specifically designed for children. What's in store for the kids this year?
Well, we have a sand art booth where kids can make their own creations out of sand. We have another new booth that is called Mommy and Me, and the kids can paint plaster figurines. And especially good this year is the Covington Fire Safety House, that everybody can get a hands-on experience with fire safety tips. And then we have the Kinderplatz, which has all the rides for the little kids.
Mayfest begins on the 16th, but you're featuring an artist collaboration called Brass Meets Bronze this weekend. What will be happening?
On Saturday, there will be a tent down the center of the 6th Street Promenade filled with sculptures and art and wonderful jazz music.
Where should people park if they're interested in Brass Meets Bronze this weekend or Mayfest beginning next weekend?
This weekend, Brass Meets Bronze, they can probably find either street parking or parking in the 5th Street parking lot. For Mayfest, the best place to head for is the IRS parking lot at 4th and Johnson Street, and that is the complimentary parking lot.
And that's right off I-75.
Right. Take the 5th Street exit in Covington. That's exit 192.
You can find out how to get more information about Brass Meets Bronze this weekend or Mayfest at Mainstross Village in Covington the weekend of May 16th on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Donna Kramer, thank you.
Thank you.